Welcome, welcome, welcome back to They Made Their Way to the Ring. It's a new month, it's a new installment, and here is the midway point of season 2, episode number 6, or 17 in total. Last week, I smashed my target of 300 streams, and I'm overwhelmed by the support I'm getting with this content. Sitting currently at almost 330 streams, and I've just received email that we've re-entered the charts this month, ranking at number 17 in the top 100 monthly indie wrestling charts. This podcast has been rated 5 stars, it's been streamed across 24 countries worldwide, and it's all because of you. I couldn't do it without you, my supporters and my streamers. This episode is all about another blonde, this time a mean blonde. A true villain. It's been all about those blondes so far. Has anyone else noticed? We've had Tori Wilson, we've had Kelly Kelly, we've had Dana Brooke and Alexa Bliss, but I did introduce a darker side with my homegirl Saraya. So we've had a little bit of blonde mixed with a little bit of personality disorder. Harley Quinn and who did I say? Wednesday Adams. Imagine that tag team. Today, I'm bringing another woman who represents the Divas era, but also the women's era of today. She's more commonly seen as a valet these days, but she's not afraid to step between those ropes and take down anyone who disrespects her man and his tiny balls. She was a Diva Search contestant, a former two-time Divas champion. She's the sexiest of the sexy, making her way to the ring, Maurice. No. That won't do. Throw it back to 2009 when she took Michael Cole back to school on an episode of Raw. Yeah, you know the one. So, I'll try again. Making her way to the ring from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Maurice. Merci, merci. Maurice, born in 1983, began a career in the modeling industry, and it wasn't hard to see why. She would start out a beauty pageant contestant and would go on to big things. She won the Miss Hawaiian Tropic 2003 competition and finished in second place at the international finals of Miss Hawaiian Tropic 2004. However, 2006 would be the year for the French Canadian. Maurice would be discovered when she tried out for the 2006 Diva Search competition, the aim to find the next big name in the Divas division. She was selected, making the cut for the final eight, and was featured on WWE TV. July 10th, 2006 saw The Miz come out to the main stage and try to introduce the Diva Search competition. He stammered and stuttered, and he really got lost in this segment. He was unsure on how to get his Misfits to vote. He was unsure of the phone number, and he was unsure of the website that voters needed. Actually, he was even unsure of some of the girls' names, but he's the Miz, and we forgive him. The music hit, and out came the 2006 contestants, and who was first but none other than the Miz's future wife, Maurice. I bet neither of them could have guessed what the future had in store for them at this point. Maurice had only spoken in French until this point and struggled with the English language, but she introduced herself and showed the crowd what they could get if they voted for her. Other notable names for this season were Rosa Mendez and the 2006 Diva Search winner, Layla. A couple of weeks later on Raw, on July the 24th, the second elimination of the $250,000 Diva Search competition took place, and sadly, the end of Maurice's journey. She had 3 Raw episodes and 2 SmackDown appearances under her belt before being eliminated. The Miz brought out the hopeful Divas and teased the crowd. The votes came in, the fans had spoken, and the lowest amount of votes were given to Maurice. Thankfully, this wouldn't be the end, as despite her early elimination, she was invited to WWE's developmental territory, OVW, for training. She said she was very, very excited for this opportunity, as it was her dream to become a WWE diva. In August 2006, Maurice was signed to OVW and began her training and would make her in-ring debut at a live event in December. In the summer of 2007, FCW opened its doors and Maurice would be transferred, not only staying with a manager role but also being signed to singles and tag team competition. Now, speaking of house shows, I remember my first house show at the Newcastle upon Tyne Metro Radio Arena in the northeast of England. This marked the first and only time I saw Maryse live in the ring. It was a long time ago. It was some sort of contest, I think. And I remember Eve being involved. I still actually have the program in some sort of yearbook I bought at the stadium. I must find them and upload some photos. They're probably classed as antique by now. In 2007, Maryse was back and would be seen on WWE TV once again, but this time alongside fellow divas Tori Wilson, Ashley, Kelly Kelly, Layla and Brooke, where they introduced the WWE Universe to American rapper Timbaland and his new music video, Throw It On Me. Well, he wasn't there, but the opportunity was. Maryse and the Divas were featured in his music video and they gave the crowd the first look on Raw. By early 2008, Maryse was becoming a familiar and regular staple on SmackDown TV, but she had an attitude shake-up and fast became the heel character she is still famous for today. She was a bad queen. On March the 7th, 2008, a week after her SmackDown debut, where she enticed player Teddy Long into his office for a chat, she got a first appearance in the ring. She took part in a Diva swimsuit contest, competing alongside SmackDown Divas Michelle McCool, Victoria, Cherry, and 2007's Diva Search winner Eve Torres. As I've said before, these contests were fun. It often led to a bit of physicality for the Divas, sometimes even leading to a match the following week. They always made the most of the few minutes on TV, but thankfully, we've moved on leaps and bounds from these days. The contest went as they usually did. You know, the heel Divas getting boos and then attacking the babyface, and this time it was the new Diva on the block, Eve, normally seen with a mic in hand backstage. Maryse came to the ring armed with a killer body, a pair of, no doubt, highly overpriced Sunny G's, and a new entrance theme, and it was quite catchy, in my opinion. The coach announced this was part of a new tournament. It would take place over the coming weeks and would determine SmackDown's top diva. The winner would claim those bragging rights and a custom-made motorcycle. Question: were the crowd receptive to Maryse at this point? Not really, no. Maybe because of the heel persona, maybe because she was new to the brand, I don't know. But time would tell and her popularity would be sure to grow. The bikini contest was underway. Eve went first, followed by Cherry, and then it was the turn of Maryse. Her music played and she did what she came to do. She revealed a bikini and a signature hair flip was born, and the crowd ate it up. Victoria up next, followed by Michelle McCool. And after the contest, Maryse went after Eve, but Michelle made the save, giving us a clear message that Maryse had aligned herself with Team Heel. The following week came around and SmackDown was in Chicago, Illinois, and the results of the contest were in. WWE Diva Maria came to the stage. She was in her hometown of Chicago and was here to announce which Diva had been eliminated from the competition. She brought each Diva out to the stage, and with the least votes and out of the competition first was Maryse. Uh-oh, I smell what's cooking here. I sense a repeat of the Diva Search contest. The first big storyline for Maryse came when tag team Deuce and Domino dumped their manager Cherry and hired the French-Canadian's service. Maryse would get her in-ring debut on May the 16th. She came with another new entrance theme, and what a bop. They get better and better. This match came about when 2 weeks prior she confronted Cherry, mocking her for being dumped by the boys, saying she was nothing, just a dog. And Cherry, well, she slapped Maryse hard. The pair would go toe-to-toe weeks later, and even with the men in Maryse's corner, Cherry picked up the win with a bulldog. Listen, I've made it clear from the start, I've mostly always been Team Heel. I've always supported, you know, the bad guy of the match. I've always enjoyed the heel aspect of a fight. But I've always had those exceptions to some babyfaces. Tori Wilson and Dana Brooke, to name a couple, where I would always support that diva. One other interesting name was Cherry. I always loved her. I loved her music and moves, the small victories that she had, and she even follows me on X. Just saying. The following week, on May the 23rd, Maryse would get some retribution during a six-person mixed tag team match. It would be Maryse, Deuce and Domino versus Cherry, Jesse and Festus. The crowd were popping for Cherry, and it looked as if she was going to pick up the win, but an interference from the men resulted in a turn for the worst for Cherry. Festus kicked Deuce and he collided with Cherry, knocking her to the mat. Then Maryse delivered a brutal knee to the bridge of her nose and she picked up the win. This was her first official match win on SmackDown TV. The next week saw Cherry unable to compete due to her injury, and Michelle McCool took care of business, beating down Maryse. A week on, and it was almost like a clean slate for the Divas division. Each Diva had a new sight in mind, a new purpose. Vicky Guerrero, SmackDown general manager, revealed her vision. Her plan was to crown a new champion. Raw already had their women competing for a title, but SmackDown? No, they had nothing. The Divas Championship would be born, and on this night, with the Divas Golden Dreams match, we would see just who would be crowned the first participant to fight for the Divas title at the Great American Bash. This match featured seven competitors. We had former two-time women's champion Victoria, we had wrestling royalty, a member of the Hart family Natalya, we had Sweet Little Cherry, we had Extreme Kelly Kelly, and of course three former Diva Search contestants, Michelle McCool, Layla, and Maryse. The Divas looked great in this match. Maryse's wrestling style and skills were definitely improving, and she came close to a couple of times reaching the Golden Star. The first time, of course, before the bell had even finished ringing, she sprinted to the corner, but the Divas collectively pulled her down. Cherry and Maryse kept their feud alive. Michelle delivered a big boot to Natalya, sending her to the outside, leaving the ring clear of Divas. But Maryse, she was back. She hit McCool from behind, dismounting her from the top rope. The pair then took turns to climb the rope until the Divas made their way back into the fold, and the match was over before it really began when Natalya grabbed the star and was announced as the first competitor for the butterfly belt. The following week saw Maryse suffer a minor broken nose at the hands of Maria during a six Diva tag match when she landed badly from a bulldog. But Maryse rebounded, she came back hard, and she really started to solidify herself as a serious threat in the Divas division. She played a heel so naturally. One of my favourite moments in 2008 for Maryse was her appearance on ECW in the Diva Dance-Off hosted by the legend that is Taz in my home country, the UK. We were introduced to the Divas, first British-born Layla, then Maryse, Eve, Lena Yarder, and finally fan favourite Kelly Kelly, who I will say got a standing ovation. The crowd loved a bit of Kelly, and it was fair to say by the crowd's reaction who the winner was going to be. Each Diva put on a great effort, especially Taz with his shimmy. Is it wrong of me to say I wanted Layla to grab the win? Is it wrong? Is it? Maybe a little bit, a little bit. Maryse had really come into her own. She looked confident and the crowd were lapping it up. It was safe to say she was destined for the spotlight and the big things that followed. Maryse fast became the number one contender for the Divas Championship and the inaugural champion Michelle McCool, but would lose her first attempt at the Unforgiven pay-per-view in September 2008. Now, this pay-per-view delivers. How does it go, Sheamus? Banger after banger after banger after banger. In 2006, Trish Stratus, in her hometown, beat her arch-rival Lita, winning her 7th WWE Women's Championship and retiring with it. 2007 saw Candice Michelle do the impossible and retain against the Glamazon Beth Phoenix for the same championship. But 2008 saw two Divas fight for the newest women's title, the Divas Championship. I think at this point we knew Maryse was going to be a success in WWE and she would soon become a champion. Maryse put in a good showing for this match against Michelle. Her pace had quickened and her offense had improved vastly. The pair took it outside the ring and came close to a countout. Back inside the ring, Maryse showed some good resiliency to Michelle's attacks, going after her injured leg. She played it smart. Maryse looked to have the upper hand until McCool delivered a big kick to the Canadian, a big face buster to follow, and that did it. And still champion, Michelle McCool. Maryse got a rematch on SmackDown where she was unsuccessful once again, but then would beat Michelle in a non-title match over on ECW. I just think it always freshens things up to see talent perform on opposing brands. Don't you agree? From here, Maryse took a brief hiatus but would return at the Survivor Series pay-per-view in November 2008. It was my favourite, the traditional SmackDown vs. Raw Women's Elimination Tag Team match. Jim Ross actually reckoned this was only the third women's elimination tag match in SmackDown history. We got the Divas champion, Michelle McCool, Maryse, Victoria, Natalia, and Maria representing SmackDown versus Raw's WWE Women's Champion, Beth Phoenix, Mickie James, Jillian, Candice Michelle, and Kelly Kelly, and also a change of ring announcers representing their own brands during introductions. I always liked that. Shout out to my inspirations, Justin Roberts and Lillian Garcia, the OG ring announcer. The GOAT. The BOAT. The woman who kept things afloat, but never liked to gloat. Yes, that's my quote. I enjoyed that. That was just off the tip of my tongue. Believe that. Maryse scored three eliminations in the match. She pinned Kelly Kelly and Mickie James and made Candice Michelle tap out. She was the sole survivor for SmackDown before being eliminated by the women's champion Beth Phoenix. This match clarified one thing to me, and that was Maryse was due a big push. A lot of things don't make sense in the wrestling world, but this match did. Maryse was coming. December the 19th saw a match to determine the number one contender for the Divas Championship. Maria took on Maryse. The sexiest of the sexy picked up the win and the opportunity to face the champion the following week. December the 26th marked the end of 2008 and the last SmackDown of the year, and Maryse got her chance once more at the Divas title. Maria, having resolved her issues with champion McCool moments before the match, was the special guest referee. I would rather have seen a triple threat for this title, but it was a good match nonetheless, and the right woman won. Maryse looked great in her red and black attire, and her hair flick was just wow. She does have one of the best entrances in my opinion. Maria, performing her ref duties, held the title high above her head to show the crowd what the Divas were fighting for, and she looked great doing it. Then, the bell would ring. Michelle would take an early lead in this match. She had a counter for most of Maryse's attacks. Michelle wasn't impressed at Maria's attempts to count. She seemed a bit slow on some of them, but as always, it's storyline, remember? And these two Divas had issues. And I'm sure Maria felt Maryse took a spot. She can't have been happy with that. Don't mind me, I'm just spilling some hot tea for Maria. Maryse trash-talking McCool after some attacks, and McCool was back to her feet. She hit Maryse with a dropkick, followed by a clothesline, then a twisted neckbreaker. And still, only a two count. You thought I was going to say, and still Divas champion, didn't you? Michelle would turn on Maria, giving her an example of 1, 2, 3, when Maryse capitalized, delivering a huge kick to the back of McCool's head, and with that, she became the new Divas champion. Her first championship and the first Canadian to hold the butterfly belt. Only 2 days after winning her first championship, Maryse, she came close to losing it. She was involved in a tag match at a live event when she took a dropkick from one of the Bellas and a kneecap absorbed the damage, dislocating her knee. But it was later revealed that the injury was not too serious and it would just need a few weeks to heal before she was back in the ring. Around 4 weeks later, on January the 23rd, 2009, Maryse returned in a non-wrestling role. She would be on the commentary desk for a tag team match between the former champion Michelle McCool, now a major baddie who retired Victoria the week before, teaming with Natalia against the Bella Twins. Maryse went on to give herself compliments, show her arrogant side, and mock Michelle, asking the announce team, "What's her name again?" Maryse returned to in-ring action on February the 20th when she teamed with McCool to take on Maria and Eve Torres. There was still some tension between the blondes, but they managed to pick up the win with Maryse getting the pin on Eve after an outside attack from Michelle. March 2009 saw Melina, the women's champion, come over from Raw to aid Maria in a feud against Divas champion Maryse and Michelle McCool. We saw vignettes from SmackDown's newest diva with a familiar face, former Knockout and WWE Women's Champion Gail Kim, and of course, WrestleMania was on the horizon. On March the 27th, a Divas Championship match took place between the top women on SmackDown. Maryse, all in white like we often saw Michelle McCool, and Michelle in red and black, often like Maryse would wear. Confusing, but either way, my money was on a blonde taking the title home. It was a very short match after an interference called for an abrupt end when a dropkick landed hard on McCool from the top rope. SmackDown gained a new top name, Gail Kim. She followed up with a neckbreaker to the champion, and she made her intentions very clear as she held the title above a lack of competition as they were both laid down and out. The WrestleMania 25 Divas Battle Royal took place the following week. The match involved 19 current Divas, well, 18 and one male superstar, and 6 returning Divas from the past. The recently retired Tori Wilson and Victoria, along with Sonny, Joy Giovanni, Miss Jackie and Molly Holly. Layla was actually eliminated before the rules of the match had even been spoken, a WrestleMania first, and Rosa Mendez followed. No surprise there. Maryse looked great in her silver attire. She always showed up and showed out. Maryse would be eliminated by Beth Phoenix, and I was surprised she went out so early being the Divas champion, but there was plenty more to come for the French Canadian. Some weeks down the line, after being beaten on a couple of occasions by the newcomer Gail Kim, and with WrestleMania in their rearview mirror, the champ put a title on the line. The landscape looked like a title change was coming, and Maryse, well, she was having none of that. She rolled out of the ring, attempting to make her way out of the arena, but quickly, Gail, with a handful of hair, threw Maryse back inside the ropes. The champ countered with an attack on the apron and delivered the French kiss, securing the win and another day's champ. Another challenger ticked off the list. On April the 13th episode of Raw, we had a 6-diva tag team match, but also the supplemental draft was underway, and someone was in danger of being moved to a new home, either Raw, SmackDown, or ECW. The Divas champion Maryse, along with SmackDown Divas Natalya and Michelle McCool, took on the team of Raw Divas, WWE Women's Champion Melina, Mickey James, and Kelly Kelly. Before the bell rang, chaos ensued. Maryse and Michelle, as always, began fighting. Natalya tried to get them on the same page, then the Raw Divas rushed the ring and took down the 3 SmackDown stars. Maryse didn't get any legal action inside the ring as McCool delivered a rather big boot on Mickey as she jumped from the top rope and won the match for her team. The draft took place after the match and the women's champion Melina was drafted to SmackDown. But later that night, Raw earned another draft pick when Matt Hardy won his match via disqualification, and who would be drafted to Raw? The Divas Champion. She came to the stage laughing, proudly holding her title and arrogantly serving her hand gestures, and they just embodied the word diva. On April the 27th, Maryse had a Raw debut. She teamed with the heel divas on Raw. That was Beth Phoenix, Rosa Mendez, and Jillian to take on Mickie James, Brie Bella, Kelly Kelly, and Miss WrestleMania, Santina Marella. I think this move to Raw really helped Maryse. She came to Raw a fresh face, a dominant champion, and had many women to have first-time matches with. From here, Maryse entered a feud with then 4-time women's champion Mickie James. But now came the confusing part. Mickie pinned Maryse, not once, but twice, but didn't receive a title match. Instead, on the third week of their rivalry, they held a Divas Battle Royal where the winner would earn a future Divas Championship match. Mickey would win this match, right? Wrong. Kelly Kelly picked up the win when Maryse sprayed a mystery aerosol in Mickey's eyes, allowing Kelly to push Mickey under the ropes for the win. I do love Battle Royals. I love Maryse, and I certainly love her on commentary. She puts on a clinic. She drags down every diva and just leaves us wanting more. So, back to my introduction at the start of this episode, I said Maryse took Cole back to school, and this was the moment after he dared to call her Maryse. The audacity. Come on, get it together, Cole. Kelly Kelly did the impossible, eliminating the unsexy and not glamorous, in the champ's words, Beth Phoenix. Then, Maryse left the desk when Kelly was distracted to deliver an extreme makeover to Mickey James. I was excited for this mini feud. It felt like Maryse was mother and Kelly Kelly, well, she would be taught a lesson in respect. The following week, Kelly got a chance at the title. She won the match via disqualification when Maryse attacked her outside the ring, laying her on the announce desk, delivering blow after blow, then pushing her over the desk to the floor before getting back inside the ring. The ref called for the bell and gave his ruling. Maryse lost the match but retained a title due to the no titles changing hands rule with a DQ victory. Maryse is comical. I loved her arguing with the referee, the hands in the air and pushing him. Kelly then entered the ring and took down the champion with a clothesline. 2 weeks later, Kelly would have another chance to redeem herself, but this time she had Maryse's next challenger in a corner. On the announce desk, Mickey James. Maryse and Kelly were evenly matched at the start of the bout, but Maryse soon took control, delivering a signature backbreaker for a two count. Kelly tried a roll-up, followed by some clotheslines, then a diving crossbody allowed her another two count. Kelly quickly to the top rope again, but Maryse was quicker. She grabbed her legs and slams her to the mat, then picking her up by the hair, gifted Kelly the French kiss. Mickey entered the ring during an attack on Kelly after the bell, but the champ knew better than to take her on after a match. She would save that fight for another day. The following week, the champion returned the favour when she sat ringside for Mickey's match against Rosa Mendez. When Mickey picked up the win, she invited Maryse through the ropes, but the champ, again, thought better of it. Instead, she stormed away from ringside, then turned back, climbed the apron to show off a hair flick and anger her next challenger. On June the 22nd, 2009, we were treated to another reunion of Miz and Maryse. A very small taste, but we got it. But she told him to do something impressive. And I mean, she is the boss. The next few weeks, we saw matches and interactions between Maryse and Mickey before they finally met with both sets of eyes on the prize. The gold. Well, the pink. The Divas Championship. It would be Mickey James versus Maryse in Night of Champions. I'm not going to go into this match. It was a good showing. A veteran versus a champion. Both stars entertained. Both left it all in the ring. Mickey gained her first Divas Championship and Maryse lost. However, she would lose the title, being the first Canadian to hold the belt, the second ever holder of the championship, and, for a long while, the longest reigning Divas Champion, holding the belt for 211 days. Only two women in history had beaten her to hold this accolade. In second place, AJ Lee holding the butterfly belt for 295 days before being defeated by Paige, and the longest reigning Divas Champion is Nikki Bella, holding the title for 300 days before being beaten by Charlotte Flair, ending her impressive reign. Find this match on the WWE Network archives. It's worth a watch, and guys, you know the price. I've plugged it enough. It really is worth it. Maryse took another hiatus from WWE at this point when she would undergo a successful knee surgery. She was down, but certainly not out, and she would return 4 months later in a very unusual fashion. November the 23rd, 2009, it was my birthday, I turned 18, and Maryse arrived, dressed as a giant turkey. The gobbledygooker. I remember it like it was yesterday. It's insane to think it was 14 years ago. Anyway, we had a novelty match, a Thanksgiving Divas tag team match. Michelle McCool, Jillian and Layla versus Melina, Mickey James and Kelly Kelly. The Pilgrims versus the Indians. Melina was being interviewed by Jerry Lawler after her win over the Pilgrims and Maryse revealed herself as the turkey in the background. She took off the giant head and clobbered Melina, knocking her to the mat. Maryse was back. Does anyone else remember her struggling to get out of the suit? That was funny. She did make up for it with that amazing hair flick after the attack. Man, she sold it. And Maryse once said, "If I wasn't Maryse, I would want to be." And I have to say, if I'd have been a diva, I think I would be her too. The next few weeks saw her chase Melina and the Divas Championship, her goal to be the first ever two-time Divas Champion. Melina carried the Divas title from 2009 into 2010. A new decade began, but the Divas title was vacated due to injury. A tournament was set up to crown a new Divas Champion and the brackets were revealed. The two women who reached the final would be Gail Kim and Maryse. Maryse won her first round matchup when she outsmarted the old switcheroo when the Bellas tried their twin magic. Then, onto the final, she beat Gail Kim as fairly as it could go for a top heel in the company, and with that, Maryse became the first two-time Divas Champion on the 22nd of February 2010 on Raw, making history once again. The next major stop for Maryse would be WrestleMania 26, where she would take part in a 10-Diva tag team match. Tony Chimmel began to announce the match when the crowd roared, literally just at the sound of 10 Diva. We all love us some Divas. Maryse, the Divas champ, teamed with Vicky Guerrero, Alicia Fox, Layla, and women's champion Michelle McCool to team against Mickey James, Beth Phoenix, Kelly Kelly, Gail Kim, and Eve. Now, I think the aim of this match was to put the spotlight on Vicky, but so many more things caught my attention. Yes, the thought of Vicky wrestling had my interest piqued. I loved how Team Good stormed the ring and that both our champions fled, leaving Vicky standing alone. I liked how both champions were heel and on the same team, and also Vicky was just hilarious, a true talent. Maryse didn't have too much involvement in this match. She hit a French kiss when we had our usual Divas finisher spot, but that was literally it. The match was done when Vicky hit the frog splash, or the hog splash on Kelly, and rolled her up that hard her shoulders left the mat. She actually had to go back for a second pin. Poor Kelly, she was the shape of a quaver crisp. Maryse's second Divas Championship run wouldn't be as impressive, lasting only 48 days before being eliminated by longtime rival Eve. She had several failed attempts at capturing the championship for a third time, and that would be the end of her days as champion. In June 2010, Maryse took on a different kind of role within the company, a valet. She aligned herself with Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Champion. Toward the end of 2010, the pair would have a feud with Goldust and Oksana, the NXT rookie. In December, Maryse returned to the ring for a chance to be named the 2010 Slammy Award winner for Diva of the Year. She sadly didn't make it too far in this match. I remember feeling the sadness around her treatment. I mean, she wasn't the best on the mic, she wasn't always the best in the ring, but she held a presence, she commanded attention, and she was a diva who was born to be hated. Like Marmite, either lover or hater. She was a great champion, she oozed arrogance, and that hair flip was quite something, and no other diva could do it like Maryse. Sorry Kelly, you did try, but no. 2011 didn't have too much in store for Maryse, but when May the 2nd came around, a match with her blonde rival Kelly Kelly, yeah, it looked to be promising. You know, maybe a feud reigniting. But we only got as far as a facebuster from Kelly when Karma's music hit. We'd had vignettes week after week promising destruction on the Barbie dolls of WWE. Maryse slapped Kelly. Kelly came back with a facebuster to the mat, and out came evil. Karma was here. She took her time coming to the ring, eyes on her prey, Kelly Kelly, or so we thought. She backed Kelly into the corner, the blonde showing absolute terror. She was petrified. Then, with one foul swoop, Karma picked up Maryse from the mat and hit a thunderous implant buster. Maryse took this move like a boss. It looked nasty. On August the 24th, Maryse underwent an abdominal hernia surgery and sadly was released from a contract in October of 2011. So, you all know I like my polls. I ran a couple over on X. I asked you, who was your favourite opponent of Maryse during her career? Mickey James, Eve, Melina, or Cherry? And you voted Eve. Good choice. My favourite was always Cherry. I've always loved the underdog story. You know, Maryse, the big bad bully, and Cherry, everyone's favourite, eventually getting a payback. The pair had great chemistry. A typical mean girl story. I really enjoyed their work, and I think a title feud would have been a great payoff. I would have liked to have seen Cherry dethrone Maryse and claim the Divas Championship. I also asked, who was your favourite tag team partner of Maryse? Was it Victoria, Jillian, Foxy, or The Miz? You all voted for The Miz, and I couldn't agree more. I have to say, I did enjoy the matches between Maryse and Jillian against the Bellas on the Superstars show. Always fun, but I have to agree, Miz and Maryse are my number one pick. It's not always I like to see mixed tag action. It's not always my go-to kind of match, but only because the women don't always get a fair amount of match time. But Miz and Maryse bring the entertainment in huge amounts. Yes, they're married. Yes, they're both champs. But I love how they're portrayed as cowardly, all mouth and no action kind of characters. Miz might wear the pants, but Maryse picks the material. The style, the colour, the stitching, and the length, no doubt. Now, speaking of Miz and Maryse, in 2016, she returned. Maryse is like a fine wine, isn't she? She gets better with age. She's 40, but looks about 20. Mike brought her back during his rivalry with Zack Ryder for the Intercontinental Championship, which he won for the fifth time at this point. Maryse appeared from the crowd, stepped to Ryder's dad, who was sitting front row, and slapped his face hard. And with that, she was back. Miz had a manager, his own wife. And I love WWE for this, allowing couples to work together is a dream for them and feels more truthful to the fans. This new power couple would be named the It Couple. They were a force to be reckoned with. One woman found this out, Renee Young. She made the mistake of slapping The Miz during an interview inside the ring. Renee asked about Miz's obsession with Dean Ambrose and he didn't take it too lightly. He outed the couple on live TV, announcing to the arena that she was the one sleeping with Ambrose. Renee's first time getting physical was welcomed by the crowd. They loved it. And I did too. It's always exciting when a non-competing woman gets involved in a storyline. The following week, Maryse was seen backstage. She stumbled across Renee and said, "On behalf of my husband, slap. You deserve it. Don't you ever touch my husband again." I was just sad it didn't lead to a mixed tag match. That would have been cool. Maryse would join the cast of Total Divas full-time in 2016 along with Renee for season 6 after some brief appearances in earlier shows, and she would become a main character for 2 whole seasons. My most memorable moment was the interaction with Nia Jax. Nia said she was stressed out because of a gauntlet match, explaining she was in like 5 matches. She then asked Maryse, "Have you ever been in a gauntlet match?" And Maryse flipped. I remember thinking, "Oh, Nia, come on, girl, you're better than this." Maryse said, "Are you kidding? I've been here for 12 years. It's all about respect. This business is built on respect. And you don't walk to someone who's been here for 12 years and go, 'Have you ever been in a gauntlet match?'" Maryse claimed Nia was the most disrespectful person she's ever met in wrestling. Ouch. What a burn. And I'm going to leave that there. She left the show in 2018 to focus on her spin-off, Miz and Mrs. This show followed the trials and tribulations of the married couple in their world of money, fame, and of course their children, Monroe and Madison. I now want to mention 3 of the biggest matches for the pair. I loved the Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus Miz and Maryse at Hell in a Cell 2018. Those yes kicks, man, even I felt them. I loved the John Cena, Nikki Bella versus Miz and Maryse at WrestleMania 33 in 2017. Those parodies were brilliant. The It Couple ooze comedy when they're together. And they even managed to make Cena funny. But my favourite was last year's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Edge and his wife Beth Phoenix versus Miz and his wife, the French-Canadian Maryse. The build-up to this was so memorable. It was massive. It literally made me tune into Raw every week to see the Divas. To see what was next in, you know, Maryse's installment. My favourite moment being Maryse calling out Beth to cancel the match. People sometimes disrespect the Divas era, but Divas bring ratings, I'm telling you. January the 7th, 2022, Monday Night Raw and the infectious beat hit the Trons. The arena was filled with pink lights, but unfriendly boos. But she was doing her job as a major heel. 2 weeks prior to this segment, Edge and Beth, the grit couple, challenged the It Couple to a match. The following week, Miz accepted and Maryse left the stage and her husband. Of course, all part of a plot leading to this. January the 7th saw Maryse call out the Glamazon. Man, I love the Divas. Maryse went on to invite Beth to the stage, alone, to talk. She greeted the crowd a good evening. "Bonsoir," she said. "My French isn't there, don't judge me all." She said Mike couldn't be here tonight, and as everyone knows, he has a very big mouth and likes to agree to things without asking his wife first. "Bet," she said, "bet, let's do this right. Woman to woman, mother to mother, face to face. They have to talk." Beth came out, but she didn't come alone. Maryse requested she stayed where she was on the ramp until they've spoken. She said there wasn't many ways to put this, but the match at Royal Rumble, it has to be cancelled. Beth, not buying the act, said she's all ears. Maryse said she didn't want it, Beth didn't want it, and they, the crowd, they didn't want it, but the crowd roared. I did too. I wanted it. I always want the Divas. Maryse played to the crowd, saying she was trying to have a heartfelt moment. They got louder and louder. Really, she said. Really. 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 She reminded them she has a microphone, so she can be louder than every one of them. Bet, hear me out, she said. We come from the same generation. We've been through battles and war backstage together. Remember those two-minute matches? And the crowd began to chant, "You suck. You suck." Rude. The disrespect was there. Maryse rightly asked, "Are you done?" She reminded Beth they fought together. They made the women's division what it is today. They're great at what they do. She said women nowadays main event WrestleMania because of their work. Because of them. Maryse then said if anything, they should be friends. They should have coffee, dinners, play dates with their girls. They should be friends, best friends. And Beth responded with, "I think I speak for everyone in this arena when I say, would you just shut up?" She said she wouldn't miss the opportunity to team with her husband, the rated R superstar, for the very first time in WWE history. She boiled it down for Maryse very simply. Their mixed tag match at Royal Rumble was not cancelled, and she wasn't missing the chance to glam slam her ass through the canvas. In fact, she said, "Why don't I give the crowd a little preview right now?" Beth marched to the ring. The Miz appeared out of nowhere, attacking Edge, and Maryse, with a distraction, laid out Beth with her purse, then escaped the ring. The It couple stood proud on the main stage. Maryse revealed she had a brick in her purse, which knocked out the Glamazon. She paraded the weapon to the crowd and told Miz she broke a nail. They looked so happy, and he asked for the hair flick. She excitedly danced to the right side of her man, and that hair flipped. I'll keep saying it, nobody does it like Maryse. This segment lasted almost 10 minutes. It was brilliant. Remember, they had matches that barely lasted 10 seconds. We won, guys. Maryse is so underrated. I can only hope we get more of her in the future. Their match was undeniably good. If you've not seen it, do. You'll see one hell of a Hurricane Rana to Edge from the beautiful French Fancy off the top rope. She never lost it. She never missed a beat. And did you know this match actually made history in the women's division? It marked the first time two women had faced each other in three different decades, and I loved that for them. Maryse, upon her return, currently sits at one win, two defeats, and one draw. Do you want to see her back in WWE? Could we see her get her first women's Royal Rumble appearance in January? Let's hope. So, we're just about ready to wrap up this episode, but I simply can't do it without asking the usual question. Does Maryse have a Hall of Fame-worthy career? Should she be inducted? 100% of you voted yes. Let me put it to you like this. Maryse was a Diva Search contestant, a diva on the main roster, a champion, the first two-time Divas champion, the first longest reigning Divas champion, a mother. She announced a pregnancy on live TV. She teamed with her husband at WrestleMania. She was a total diva, had her own reality show, became a movie star, had 158 matches, 14 of those at a pay-per-view, and the list goes on. Maryse is a draw. She brings ratings. She gets heat. She can own the crowd. Maryse had a short career the first time around, but has been back to deliver year after year after year. I would personally love to see Maryse inducted, and I think Beth would be the perfect person to welcome her to the club. These women made history, something that hadn't been done before, and I think WWE should acknowledge the work she has given to their product. We don't talk about the Divas Championship enough. Some people see it as shameful. I love it. I think of the title, and I think of the longest reigners, Nikki Bella and AJ Lee. I think of the veterans, Mickie James, Melina, of course Beth Phoenix. I think of those who had the most controversial wins, you know, Jillian and Layla, but I also think of Maryse. She represented the division. She held the title and contributed in the making of what it was. She's been a heel throughout most of her career, and she's played it really well. I do believe Maryse deserves a spot with the Elite. I would make a first ever induction, the first couple to be inducted together. Do you agree? That wraps up episode 7. Maryse joins a list of celebrated women that have ever stepped inside a wrestling ring. She said she was inspired to be a wrestler by the likes of Lita and Victoria, so she clearly had a heel run in mind and has perfected her craft. She said she would love to face either of the two in a dream matchup, something I'd like to see. Trish just enjoyed a return to TV. Why not Maryse? Imagine Maryse versus Charlotte, or Maryse versus Trish or Lita. Maryse versus the recently returned Nia Jax to reignite their Total Divas feud. Generations of divas are still in the wings, still able to go, and anything is possible in the world of wrestling. Thank you all again for streaming this episode, my content. It would help hugely if you could hit that like or subscribe button. You know, just make sure you never miss another episode. It would help massively if you could drop a 5-star rating and a review if you enjoy this. It keeps me in the charts and can serve to offer recommendations to newer fans of the podcast world. Grab a screenshot of the episode as you're listening and tweet me. As always, the DMs are open. Find me on X at @Slee_Ryan. This podcast is available on Spotify, Spotify for Podcasters, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts too. Please tag your favorite wrestling promotions, recommend me, I'll announce, I'll call a match, I'll even be the timekeeper. The wrestling world needs me. Remember, I don't get ready, I stay ready. My vocals are good to go. So just keep enjoying this podcast, keep watching wrestling, and keep fighting for the chance to see more women in wrestling. December 2023 marks 1 year since the start of this podcast. Our 1 year anniversary is coming. Help me smash the next target of 350 streams before then. And yeah, you'll hear me again on the next installment of They Made Their Way to the Ring. Ding, ding, ding.